when we talk about legends of the sport, sometimes we talk about them like they've been sitting on the porch somewhere, but you know, and maybe retired. But with me today is Tommy Martin, and Tommy, you're far from that. You're still fishing hard.
You bet. Every chance I get, Terry.
Well, you know, I want to reminisce a bit with you. You know, 1974 was a big year for you. Second year, I think you fished the tour and won the Classic. And then since that time, I mean, I talk to guys all the time who just keep mentioning Tommy Martin told me this or whatever. The integrity that you have and the respect you have from the other anglers is just unbelievable to me.
Well, that's nice to hear. Actually, you know, 1974 was the first year I fished bass.
Oh, you didn't fish the year before that?
No,
huh?
I did not. I started in 74 on the St. John's River in January, and I think I finished third in the first one I fished, and we went to Rayburn, and I can't recall where I finished. The third tournament I fished at Beaver Lake, I won, and then I went on that year to win the Classic, so that was the very first year, 1974, that I competed, and I did have a great year. I got off to a good start.
Well, you know, you think about it, now with the Classic in the springtime, it goofs me all up, but 35-plus years of fishing bass and being out there fishing after the green guys, and I've got a storied career, you know, and that wasn't a couple of years ago. You came back and decided to make a change, went from fishing BASS to FLW, and how's that turned out for you?
Well, I think it's been a great decision for me at this point in my life, Terry. You know, I didn't really like the direction bass was going, and mathematically, I thought the payouts were better with FLW, and I just liked the way they were doing their tournaments better. It's just a business decision, nothing personal. And I love the FLW events. I love the people over at FLW. They put on one of the best tournaments I've ever competed in, and I think the change was good for me. Not only myself, but there was a lot of my buddies changed and went over to FLW as well. It was just kind of a division, if you will, of the sport. A lot of us don't get to see each other like we used to every week.
Well, you, Larry Nixon, Stacy King, who's just coming back from heart surgery, you can go on and on with the guys that made that move, Mark Davis, Jay Ellis. But you guys, you know, you guys were the guys that we all grew up around and knew about fishing and learned a lot of the techniques that we know now. And, I mean, I think almost sometimes you guys have to regret the fact that you've shown everybody how to catch them, haven't you?
Well, sometimes that's what I'm telling my son. I said, you got to be careful. Don't tell people too much. But, you know, we spill our guts. We do. We always tell the truth. I don't know any other way of doing it, Terry. You know, after you win a tournament, you're on a high, you feel good, and you just tell people. I've been a fishing guide all my life. That's how I got into tournament fishing. As long as I've been fishing, I've been a fishing guide. And I teach people to fish, and after I win a tournament or after I do well in a tournament, I tell people the truth about how I caught them, what lures I used. And I just feel like that you got to be credible with people, and especially your sponsors. You know, and it's helped me in the long run. I've been able to make a living fishing for about 35 years now. And much of that is due to the fact of the fine sponsors that I've had over those years. And some of them I've had for the entire time of my career.
Well, no doubt about it. Now, I'm going to shift your thinking a little bit and reminisce back, because I know you remember details better than anyone. 1974 was that year you won the Classic. Talk to me about winning that Classic and what it's done for your career, and a little bit, just kind of reminisce about the story that went on at that Classic.
Well, you know, the Bassmasters Classic is one of the biggest events ever put on in bass fishing, and back then, I guess it was the single biggest event ever put on, and it was a just the thrill of a lifetime. I think the first year, you know, of course, that was the year I won. I was just amazed to be there, just to be in the company of guys like Bill Dance and Roland Martin, Bobby Murray, Tom Mann, all these guys, you know, that I'd read about for years. And I was just a young guy. I was about 30 years old at that time, but I was still young. And I was pretty much in awe of these guys, and I was just just glad to be there. I had no idea I could win that event. But after the first day of competition, I caught three fish that weighed about 9 or 10 pounds, and fishing was really tough on Wheeler Lake. And I was up there in the running, and, you know, I kind of got I began to think that I could actually do extremely well in that tournament, if not win it. And then the second day, I went out and caught about 15 pounds and just, I moved on into the lead, and golly, at that point in time, you know, I realized, hey, I can win this thing, and I went on to win it. So it was just it was an amazing event. It's something that's been a big part of my fishing life for a long time now, and you know, people still talk about it, and I won that thing 30 years ago, 35 years ago, however long it was. But it's been a long time ago, and people, I still get a lot of credit for winning the Bassmaster Classic 1974. So it was a milestone in my career.
Well, tell me about the bait you used in that classic, if you would.
Well, you know, I used a bait that I'm still using today in one of my favorite baits. It's a Bagley a B3 crankbait, the Bagley B3, the old flat bill bait that we use so much. You know, it's made out of balsa wood, and it's a very buoyant lure that is an extremely good shallow water lure, especially in the fall when the lakes are getting low and you go back in those creeks and fish around stumps and lay downs and all types of wood cover. You know, balsa wood is so buoyant, you can fish it around a lot of heavy cover, much like, you know, places you throw a spinner bait. You throw this bait and bring it right through the cover, and those fish just couldn't resist it, Terry. It's a technique that I've used. You know, I'll use it this fall. I used it last fall. No telling how many dollars I've won by using a balsa beeler. Bagley, it's an old Bagley bait that's still on the market today, and they're still selling like wildfire.
Well, make a kind of a reflection back on, you know, a lot of the baits. Now, you have been integral with Bagley and have done a lot of things to help them design new baits and some of that. But there's still a lot of baits that you guys used back in the 70s that are now maybe coming back, or maybe a new model is coming back. And, you know, Tommy, tell me a little bit about why that is.
Well, you know, there's so many new baits that have hit the scene, I think, in the last number of years that we kind of forget about some of those old baits, and all of a sudden somebody revives them. You know, I think I helped revive the Bagley B, and I know Woo Daves, my buddy from Virginia. Woo fishes the Bagley a lot. Larry Nixon, my fishing buddy, guy I stay with all the time. Larry finished second in a big tournament the other day at Dardanelle and caught a number of his fish on the Diving Killer B2. So it's due to the fishermen. A lot of us, you know, we just look back and we say, golly, we used to catch a lot of fish on that bait, and we don't even throw it anymore. And all of a sudden, we just kind of revive them, bring them back. But the bees have never really been out of the game. They've always been there, the Bagley bees. But I think at times, some of the younger fishermen tend to forget about those old baits. You know, they didn't grow up with those lures like we did. We grew up with those lures, and we know how effective they are. And the bass in 2007, they're just as gullible for those lures as they were back 30 years ago, Terry.
Well, you know, you live on Toledo Bend, and your son just recently won the co-angler division of an FLW tournament, so that has to make you proud. But what's going on for the future, Tommy? I mean, we're talking a little bit about the history there with the Classic, but, what I mean, you're 60-plus years old. I won't give that out, although we kind of did a little earlier. But, you know, you're still out there going strong. How long do you think you can do this thing?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm 66, actually, now, and I'll be coming up on 67 this fall in November, but I'm still in good shape, good health. You know, fortunately, fishing is one of those sports that you don't have to be 6'5", you don't have to weigh 300 pounds to participate. You just have to be in reasonably good shape and good condition, and I am. You know, I credit a lot of that to fishing, because if I didn't fish every day like I do, I wouldn't be in the health I'm in today, I guarantee you. But it, you know, it gets harder every year. The older guys, you know, it's just like any other sport, like golf or other sports that we watch, bowling and things like that. The older guys have a tougher time as they get older. They're not as consistent as they once were, and they lose their edge to a certain degree, but I still have my good days. Now, the other day I finished sixth here on Toledo when Blake won the tournament, and I helped Blake. I gave him a couple of holes, and I was more excited to see him win that tournament than if I'd have won it. I was just twice as excited, 10 times more excited to see him win it. But, you know, I'm going to fish as long as I can. And I feel extremely good right now. I'm in good health and don't have any problems. So, and I still enjoy fishing, and I'm enthused about it just to the same degree as I was, you know, years ago.
Well, you think about it, you've been doing this a long time. Besides the guiding and besides the tournament fishing, you've been doing it forever. And, you know, it's neat to hear the passion. It's neat to hear the excitement that you have in your voice. You know, you and I have been friends for a long time, and to see that, I mean, it's not just a put-on deal. That's you, and that's the way you are.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you what, you know, today I see a lot of young guys that they fish for I want to say the ego part of it, you know, and they develop egos and stuff, and they do it in all sports. I mean, that's going to happen as you get better, you get recognized, you develop these egos and stuff, but I fish for the fun of it. You know, like I always watch Michael Jordan or Charles Barkley. They play basketball because they love basketball, not because they made millions, but they love basketball. I love fishing. Fishing is my passion, and I just, man, I just can't wait to go every day. Same deal. I just love it. So it's nice to make a little money as you go along. You know, it that money helps buy gas and buy the essential things that you need to fish with and so forth. But I've been lucky. My health held out, and I just love the sport. My sponsors have been good to me and stayed with me all these years. And I just can't wait to go tomorrow. We're headed towards Detroit, in fact, for another FLW event up there on the Great Lakes and Lake St. Clair, and I'm just really looking forward to that, Terry.
Well, Tommy, a true gentleman, you know I think the world of you, and one of the true legends of our sport, still working hard at it at 67 years old, still catching them all the time, and congratulations on a great career.
Thank you very much, Terry. It's always a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Legends Radio.